time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Korman from CISA. And there's a blowtorch in the studio.
I love it. I love it.
When the first question you get asked when somebody comes in is, can I light a fire in here? You always say yes, because you never know what's going to happen. And then I didn't know what was going to happen. I see the torch come out, and I thought, oh my goodness, it's going to be creme brulee. And joining me is Jacob Perkins, the executive chef. I hear the fire. Oh. Hold on.
I don't want to burn my mic.
That's real fire. It smells like gas in here. Let's hope that it doesn't set the smoke alarms off, or that there are, I don't think there are any sprinklers in here.
That would be...
You'll find out how well your fire prevention works.
Yeah, that's right. But Jacob Perkins is the executive chef of Eastside Grill, a landmark, legendary restaurant in Northampton.
Yeah, totally.
And you've been there for 2 decades.
Been a glorious 2 decades.
And with 2 owners of Eastside Grill?
2 owners. I've managed to work well with both of them. They're very, both had different styles, but I've maintained my style and done my thing throughout. So it's worked well for me. Now, hopefully for them too.
I love the way that the ads that you guys run with us describe your cuisine as a little New England and a little New Orleans. Is that sort of what you as a chef are going for?
Depends on the day. Uh-huh. Some days a little New England, some days a little New Orleans, and some days, you know, I spend some time in the Orient or the South Pacific. But that's our overall theme. We try and fit everything under the umbrella of New England, New Orleans, seafood, steaks, and Cajun food. So I've got a lot of leeway.
Yeah. And so this is the local hero spotlight. So let's talk a little bit about how you relate to the local agricultural scene.
Well, I've got some longstanding relationships with different farmers in the area. Mostly I buy fruits and vegetables. One of my longest standing relationships is with John from Mapleline Farm. It was a really busy Saturday night. You know, I'm sweating, lots of noise in the kitchen, complete chaos. And I got a server hands me a note. Says your creme brulee would be better if you're using my cream. And we'd been using a local dairy and they closed down, and I'd been looking around for one and I hadn't found anything. And so I called John the next morning, and since that day we've been using Mapleline Farm cream and been a fantastic relationship. We see John, it's right here in front of me.
I'm gonna try. I'll be the judge of this.
Yeah. Go ahead.
There are very few desserts that I cannot resist.
That's a Mapleline Farm maple creme brulee with we've got the maple sugar coming from North Hadley Sugar Shack.
Oh man. Creme brulee, it is so good. It's anything that's dangerous to make, it's always more fun. Like, who wants to go see a painter? You want to see a glass blower that could accidentally burn their hand off? Who wants to eat just a cookie? You want something that could, like, you know, set the whole house on fire, like creme brulee.
My retirement project will be learning to cook with dynamite.
I can't wait to see that over at the Eastside Grill.
Chef Jake, you know, we understand at CISA that as a local restaurant, you know, it's not the easiest all the time to go out and actually reach individual farmers and ask them what they have. But you've had the great experience that sometimes farmers have come to you, and those are the relationships you've developed. Who are some of those farmers?
Alex at Doubleday Farm, like a recent relationship that seems to be going well. I really like his product, is Fungi Alley from Hadley. That's Willie. He showed up with a bunch of blue oyster mushrooms and some king oysters the other day, and I did an incredible bone-in tenderloin special this weekend with him. Sold out in about 2.5 hours. We buy from, actually, I've been dealing with the Gill Greenery for 3 years now, and we buy pea shoots from them every week. That's like we garnish. We do a little salad dish with that. Those are always around. But again, these are people that come to me, here's my product. I'm like, wow, you got something good. And we, you know, we work out a deal, and those relationships are really important. You know, it's beyond just purchase and sale, but, you know, they're actually trying to help us, so we're trying to help them. I don't have the time. We've got a kind of a big operation, so I don't have the time to drive around from farm to farm and buy things. So my best relationships with farmers have been people who've walked through my door and said, here, you know, we grow a bunch of lettuce. I've got Danya from Queen's Greens, you know, came in, and we've been buying a ton of romaine. That's our Caesar salad. As soon as they've got romaine lettuce in the spring, all, you know, until the fall when they're out, or the cows eat it all, which happened once last
year. So no Caesar salad for you tonight. Cows ate it.
Yeah. And then
A2, Bessie.
I've got a couple really small farmers that I deal with. This young kid from Worthington. His name is Tripp, and his mom actually owns a Worthington Inn, but he's set up a little farm for himself up there, and he brings me vegetables, and he'll sometimes hit me up in the spring and, you know, what do you need this year?
Yeah.
And he'll throw it in the ground for me, and then we'll buy it from him during the course of the year.
We're speaking with Jake Perkins, who's the executive chef from Eastside Grill and has been for the last 20 years, also involved with the other Eastside project, Slancha, which is, it's Holyoke, technically, right?
It's in Holyoke, yep.
You mentioned that, you know, the farmer walked in and said, your creme brulee would be better if you used my cream. What makes it better? in your opinion, as a chef?
Well, it's fresher. His cream has a super high fat content, which I really like. You've got to squeeze it out of the bottle on a cold day.
Yeah.
It doesn't really pour. And it's got just a wonderful, so much flavor. And part of that's because it's got such a high fat content. Really
even
works.
Ice creams and things I've had in the years past, it's always like the best ones when you find out what's the best about them. It's the fat contents. Fat. It's great.
And also, you know, the cows are in Hadley. They're happy.
So how about new items on the menu?
And you have a new menu coming up,
yeah,
too,
we're
right?
working on a new menu. One thing I played with, doing a hot chicken dish, kind of a take on Nashville hot chicken, but I'm calling it ham pot chicken because I put my own little twist on it, and I want to try and use some local peppers in it. But it's pretty hot and pretty delicious. I think I put a little extra sweet in it for Northampton style.
And if I wanted some soup?
All right, I've got some.
Oh.
This is another purely local product. This is a butternut squash from Doubleday Farm in Hadley, and some more of John's cream in a butternut squash biscuit.
Ooh, it's still smoking. It came in a thermos. I thought you just had like a cup of coffee in there, but now I'm getting soup too. I love it. I should have had this first and then the creme brulee maybe. Now that is some good stuff. And then I'll finish it with the delicious creme brulee, all right. With the maple line yogurt.
Yep.
Jacob Perkins, the executive chef at Eastside Grill and also involved at Sláinte in Holyoke, and Bill Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, buylocalfood.org.